You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, theater fans, and welcome back to another episode of What's Up Broadway. We are your listening hub for Broadway breaking news, industry interviews, what's trending on theater socials, and fan Q&A. Today, I am back with my co-host, Martine. Martine and I made a pact to watch the new Cinderella movie musical remake and give you all our thoughts. What were your thoughts on the film, Martine?
Well, it was an interesting movie.
To say the least.
Yeah. To be a bit decent about it. I feel it was like a weird but good musical choices, but the parts that weren't musical, I just disconnected from them and felt it was so slow. I felt I watched it on Saturday morning and I think I spent the whole morning watching it and it was just a 2-hour movie.
So yeah,
it was weird.
It was a 2-hour movie and I totally took a 1.5-day intermission because I was like, this is awful. To say the least, I hated it. There was not a single part that I loved about it. I know that people were like, well, look out for Idina Menzel. And I was just like, I mean, I love Idina, but I don't think she worked in this film either. You said you liked the song choices, but the song choices for me were weird. Rhythm Nation as an opening
number.
And then some of Salt and Pepper in like the dance scenes. I was just like, what? This doesn't even like work together. Anyways, those are our thoughts. We watched it so that you don't have to. On that note, let's get into some Broadway news, shall we? Let's begin with the biggest theater event happening in just 2 weeks. Playbill, in partnership with the Broadway League and the Times Square Alliance, have announced Curtain Up, a 3-day outdoor festival taking place in the heart of Times Square. Curtain Up will take over Broadway, stretching between 46th and 48th Street. 22 unique events will take place on the stages in Duffy Square and between 45th and 46th Streets. And the Broadway Podcast Network will be kicking off the festival every day with Wake Up Broadway. My co-host Christian Lewis and I will be setting the tone with What's Up Broadway before introducing your favorite theater talents to the stage. Here's a rundown of our schedule. On Friday, September 17th, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., join the Be More Chill celebration of Joel Iconis' birthday with the master creator himself and the fans who made the show what it is today. Hosted by Be More Chill's Alana Levine and Sam Mayer, with special guest appearances and answers to fan-submitted questions. On Saturday, September 18th, from 11:30 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., Freestyle Love Supreme cast members Kayla Milady, Anthony Venezialli, Tariq Davis, and James Monroe Eigelhart join Jan Svensson, Chief Creative Officer of the Charity Network and host of Broadway Gives Back, to discuss the hit Broadway show returning to the Booth Theater in October. And on Sunday, September 19th, from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., Off Book, the Black Theater Podcast, a safe haven for Black theater artists to talk about the real tea, will welcome esteemed guests from the Broadway community for a live podcast recording with hosts Drew Shade, Kim Exum, and Ngozi Iñanwu.
Wow. Ayana, wow. That is an incredible lineup. This event is going to be huge. It seems like Curtain Up is going to be an action-packed weekend.
Yeah, and also we have a hot tip for Curtain Up, that there will be an original Dreamgirls attending the event.
You're kidding me?
I'm not kidding. This is very exciting.
Oh my God. Oh my God, that's amazing. Also, Hadestown and Waitress were the first musicals to reopen on Broadway. And Ayana, you went to Hadestown reopening night. You're going to give me everything. How was it?
It was magical. You know, this was the eighth time I saw Hadestown on Broadway. It's one of my favorite top five musicals of all time. And I've been seeing shows since I was a kid. It was just, even beyond stage, like being back with the theater community, especially the musical theater community, you know, that's a whole different community than people who see plays. And then like everyone put on a show. There was like a standing ovation, multiple standing ovations during the show, but a standing ovation that lasted like 2 to 3 minutes before the show started. And then Andre DeShields walked out and, you know, his first word is I. And it was just like a mood that he set for the rest of the night. It was really good. Was very happy with the show. And I think I'm going to buy another ticket to see it again.
That's lovely. And I saw the videos all over social media. People clapping, people during the standing ovations, on curtain calls. And it was just exciting.
Very exciting.
In other news, and this is huge news too. Every weekend this month, we will receive a new movie musical. This past weekend, we got Cinderella, the remake with Camila Cabello. This weekend, we will get the Come From Away Pro Shot on Apple TV Plus. Next weekend, we'll get Everybody's Talking About Jamie on Amazon. And during the last weekend of the month, we will get Dear Evan Hansen, which will be released in theaters. And as a bonus, on October 1st, Netflix will release Diana, the musical Pro Shot. Are you excited for any of those movies?
I mean, I'm excited that theater, the musical theater is having its chance, you know, and these films will be brought to a large number of people who don't attend the theater, which I'm excited about. I don't know if I'm particularly excited about any of these. You know what? The Come From Away Pro Shot, I am slightly excited about. I did like the show on Broadway, and I hope that it, you know, captures something for another audience. But I don't know if I'm like overly excited about any of these. But I'm glad Theater Twitter will be off the chain.
Yeah.
This month.
It's going to blow up. Like theater socials will go insane.
Yeah.
On the other hand, on sad news, Signature Theater's production of K-pop that was supposed to take place at the Anthem in DC will not be happening. The theater cited complications with COVID-19 related logistics, but the show will be making its way to Broadway in the coming year. And I think you have something for us, Ayana.
Yeah, the hot tip is that after Chicken and Biscuits, it will happen at Circle in the Square. I'm very excited. K-pop off-Broadway was more of an immersive experience, and I'm excited to see what they do with that theater and this show. K-pop was really good. I'm so sad that DC theater fans won't be able to see it. They'll have to travel to New York, which is really upsetting that everyone literally has to travel to New York to get good shows. But K-pop is really good and is worth the travel. Martine, are you looking forward to any of these like movie musicals or K-pop? Or
I am actually looking forward to the Come From Away Pro Shot and Jamie. Mm-hmm. I saw a bootleg from Come From Away and it was amazing. I just loved it. The cast recording is lovely. Jenkalela is goals. And the cast recording on Jamie, it's amazing. It's like a party. And you know, I always play cast recordings while I'm in the shower. So it's always a dance party in the shower for me. And Jamie was that.
Not bootlegs, Martine. We don't promote bootlegs.
I know, I'm sorry. But remember, I'm in Colombia.
I know. Let's make theater more accessible. Yeah. It's an action-packed month for theater lovers. Very excited. It's our time to shine. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get into some casting news.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
MJ the Musical is going on a nationwide search for their young Michael Jackson. Whomever is cast as young Michael Jackson will also be featured on iHeartRadio Broadway. Miles Frost will make his Broadway debut as adult Michael Jackson when the show begins previews on December 2nd.
Ain't Too Proud announced their casting too. Leading the cast of The Temptations will be Nick Walker as Otis Williams, James Harkness as Paul Williams, Joan M. Jackson as Melvin Franklin, Matt Manuel as David Ruffin, and Jelani Remy as Eddie Kendricks. All five were starring in the production prior to the COVID-19 shutdown. Also, Jane Krakowski joined the cast of NBC's Annie Live. This is already a star-studded cast, and I cannot wait to see how they all work together. I'm really excited for it. We also received some tour casting news. Ayana, run it down for us.
And this one is a doozy. Sasson Gabe and Janet Dacall will lead the band's Visit North American tour. Very excited about that. The first national tour of Tootsie will launch on October 10th at Shays Performing Arts Center in Buffalo, New York. The cast will be headed by Drew Becker as Michael Dorsey, Ashley Alexandra as Julie Nichols, Peyton Riley as Sandy Lester, Lucas James Miller as Max Von Horn, Jared David Michael Grant as Jeff Slater, and Kathy Haleda as Rita Marshall. I am so excited they are conducting a nationwide tour for young MJ. This will open up doors for Black and Brown children across the U.S. And welcome them to the world of Broadway. What do you feel about this?
I agree with you. I think it's going to be amazing for young Black and Brown kids to have the opportunity to experience Broadway. And the other casts are just insane.
Yeah, I'm excited for the band's Visit. I really like that show. There's some controversy on whether it's like a musical or if it's a play with music. I think it is a play with music. I've never called it a musical, but it's really good. I suggest everyone, wherever this show makes a stop, to go see it. Let's move on to what's trending on theater socials. So Susie Evans from Today's Ticks tweeted that every musical and play open currently on Broadway is written and directed by a woman. How crazy is that? Not every show is open right now, but that is like so crazy to hear. I don't think that's ever happened in Broadway history. And it's maybe why all of the shows are so good. You know, we have Passover, we have Hadestown, and we have Waitress that are all written and directed by women. What are your thoughts? Have you seen any of those shows?
I only saw Waitress back in 2018, and I'm a big fan. I love the music. But I think that the fact that all of them were written and directed by a woman is maybe the start of change, of the change we needed as an industry and Broadway needed. So I think it's amazing. It's a great step. And more coming after the pandemic.
Yes, really looking forward to women leading the change on Broadway. It's our
black
time.
Women leading the change.
And women of color. I love that. Yes, absolutely. Also on theater socials, people have been talking about what makes the notion of Broadway being back. What really has set the tone? Is it a play opening with Passover? Is it the musicals that have opened? Or is it that now you can access the Marriott Marquis bathrooms? I know that's huge for me. Or is it that the tickets booth is reopening on September 14th? What are your thoughts?
I've never experienced the Marriott Marquis bathrooms, so I wouldn't know about that. I know I'm missing out a bit.
You're missing out. You're missing out on the cleanest bathrooms of New York City, but it's also like a hangout spot. Like, I know I use the Marriott Marquis bathrooms if I'm doing a two-show day. Like, if I'm seeing two shows, like on a Wednesday or a Saturday, the Marriott Marquis, like, I'll go have lunch and then hang out.
Yeah,
you have to make that your stop when you come back to New York.
I have to. And for me, Broadway has always kind of exclusively been about musicals. I only saw one play once, and it was American Son. And it, like, for me, as an outsider, the perception of Broadway was only musical theater. So it was a very great surprise for me to see straight plays. So now that Passover started, like, the opening, it was like, wow, Broadway is really back, and it's starting very strong with a play. Mm-hmm. And then the musicals came. So it's, mm-hmm. for me, Broadway was back since Passover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope that's not with everyone. I don't want people to think that Broadway is only musical theater, especially because I'm a co-producer on Passover. I want people to know that Broadway is more than musical theater. Yeah. It is about the plays, and there's some really good plays that are already on Broadway and coming to Broadway. So I'm really excited for that. Also, what's been making the rounds on theater socials is John M. Chu and Alice Brooks will reunite for the Wicked movie. They worked together on In the Heights film, and I think they're like the power team.
Yeah.
So I think we can trust, because we gave you the hot tip that Wicked is in casting last week. The Wicked movie is happening, and I think it's going to be insane. What do you think?
I love the power team they make, and I loved what they did with In the Heights. So I know they will tackle the Wicked movie perfectly, and I'm excited for that. I really, really cannot wait for the casting announcements.
I will be on Twitter just like scrolling up and down. I'm excited. Let's bring this Wicked movie. It's been the talk of the town for at least 5 years. Yeah. It's time to really give it to us. We need to be fed. On that note, let's move into fan Q&A. Before we wrap, make sure to check out BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com for new episodes, including Built for the Stage podcast featuring dancer and choreographer April Holloway of Aladdin on Broadway, The Producer's Perspective with Ken Davenport as he answers 10 questions on Broadway investing, Guys Who Like Musicals hang out with Allie Luff and talk about her insane theater resume and her new role on the show Heels, exclusively on Stars Network. Black Hair in the Big Leagues talks with Crystal Joy Brown, who will return to her role as Eliza in Hamilton, and about her career and following her dreams. The Theater Podcast with Alan Seals chats with Ciara Renee about her time cut short in Frozen and her experience in the DC Comics world of The Flash. Musicals with Cheese talks with Blake Ross about her new podcast, Burnt, and Rebecca the Musical. And on that note, don't forget to check out BPN's latest podcast, Burnt, Broadway's first true crime podcast, all about Rebecca the Musical, the show that set Broadway ablaze. Make sure to download our iOS app at bpn.fm/app for early access to all these episodes and more.
Let's get into a bit of fan Q&A. Over the weekend, you asked what shows would the theater community want as pro shots. I want to know your thoughts, Ayana.
Every show that's ever come to Broadway, I want a pro shot. But more specifically, Hadestown. I also spoke with Anais, who is the writer of Hadestown, and she said there may be a musical movie in the future, so I'm really hoping for that. I don't know if she was hinting at something or if she's discussing something, but I really would love a Hadestown pro shot. And also, Hello Dolly with Bette Midler. I mean, give me a pro, you know what? Give me a pro shot of every Hello Dolly. I don't think there was ever a miss on that show. Then there are pro shots of literally every Broadway show at the New York Public Library. I have no idea why we don't have access to them, but I want them. Like, let's get them up on Netflix or Amazon or something. What about you, Martine?
Since I am an Aaron Tveit sucker, I would love for a Catch Me If You Can pro shot, also a Next to Normal pro shot, but I would really be excited to see like the classics, like an original, a pro shot of the original Broadway cast of West Side Story or Singing in the Rain, or as you said, Hello Dolly, the original Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Like the entire collection.
Yeah,
I agree.
A package of the Rodgers and Hammerstein collection, the pro shots. I would love that.
Like, you can even charge for that. And I would happily pay for the collection. Oh, also, Once on This Island, the revival. Like, give me that pro shot this second. Yeah. That show was so good. That's another show that's in my top five. I definitely would love a pro shot, like, as soon as possible. Hint, hint.
I would love also Bringing the Noise, Bringing the Funk. Mm. I love tap dancing, and I would just love a pro shot from that show.
That's an interesting choice. I actually like that choice, like, a lot. Anyways, we could talk about this all day, but we only have a few minutes. And thank you so much, Martine, for joining me. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of What's Up Broadway. You can learn more about What's Up Broadway at bpn.fm/WUB and connect with us on Twitter at BWay Pod Network. Send us a hot tip at bpn.fm/hot tip. And please make sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave us a rating and tune in next week for another episode of What's Up Broadway.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.